doing it? See what I'm asking? Because that's a big question.
I think doing it.
But doesn't it have to...
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to King from the Underground, which is a part of the MoFo's podcast series on Spice Radio Series XM 103 at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Yay.
So that's who we are.
That's who we are.
And what does that mean? Yeah, we've done this before, but we're kinky people.
We're really kinky. And we're just all kinds of perverted and dirty, except nobody believes it. Nobody believes it coming from me because I look so super sweet and innocent.
It's true. Everybody thinks she's like so... It's really annoying to be quite honest.
Really?
Oh, fuck, you have no idea how goddamn annoying it is. They all think you're just this sweet, innocent, delicate little flower. And I'm like, oh my God, you should hear some of her horror stories. She is just like the slut of sluts.
How funny that I never tell anyone my horror stories.
But me.
But you. And
I'm the one who knows.
And you're the only one who knows. And no one else believes me.
That's not true because on Sluts Night Out,
oh yeah,
you've shared horror stories. I think it just takes a proper dose of tequila. And then you're like, yes, I'm a slut. Let me tell you, I'm a lesbian. And yet, let me tell you all my cock stories. It's true.
Well, there was life before being out as a lesbian. I'm just
there kidding. Was?
It turns out there was this whole like have to have penis because everyone else has penis. So
that's true.
I need to put penis into my places, my special places.
Including your mouth and your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Now you hate it.
Well, no, because now I think about it in my mouth and it's like, ew, and then things come out of the penis and then it's in my mouth and then, ew, gross.
You know, there's a lot of people that actually enjoy the penis and the things that come out of the penis.
Well, I'm assuming probably for sure men when they hold it in their hand and they're masturbating in the morning.
Well, but if given a preference, most men would like company during that process.
I'm sure.
Which you provided. Even though you are a lesbian, hence, whore. Oh. See what I'm saying? Do you see how...
See, you were going whore and I was going more like I was providing a service.
You were, that is a whore. A service provider is a whore.
A service provider is a whore?
Yeah, well, a whore is a service provider. What?
That does not work.
Whatever.
I got you coffee this morning and that was giving you service. Did getting you coffee make me a whore?
Yeah, but that's because I like that. You didn't make my bed, though.
I didn't.
Did not make. I have a bed unmade at home.
But I kissed your feet. So.
But you kissed my feet. So that's good. Yay.
Not that it's a trade-off, but you know.
No, I like it when you kiss my feet all the time.
I like it too. That's why I like waking up in your bed. Because I'm like, because you think I don't wake up, but I do. I actually.
You fucking lay in my bed forever.
I do. Because it's
forever.
Who the fuck doesn't want to lay in mistress's bed? Come on. Everyone wants to lay in her bed. Especially if it smells like sex.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying.
If the bed does smell like sex, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. It's got a specific aroma. Mm-hmm. It always smells like masturbation, though.
Yes.
Because that is my masturbatory location of choice.
Is it?
Why not? It's like, you know, it's like a pre-bedtime ritual. Mm-hmm. It's like, tonight I'm going to go to bed. Oh, masturbate time.
No, and it's funny because I get the sense that you don't make love to yourself. You fuck yourself silly.
Yes. Why would I make love to myself? That seems just ridiculous. People, I don't want to do that.
People do that.
I want to wham, bam, thank me, ma'am. I want to get the job done. That's what I want.
Well,
I want to mistreat myself. Nobody mistreats me, so I got to mistreat myself. I got to get all rough with me. It's nice.
Do you call yourself names, too?
Oh, fuck, I do. Dirty fucking whore. Take it. Take the Hitachi. Well, that's all in my head. I don't actually say it out loud because that would be really weird.
Really strange.
Be odd.
I never wrapped my mind.
Not that anybody could hear you over, you know, the loud hum of a Hitachi, but that's not
the
point.
Those things are fucking loud.
It's fucking loud. That's why I love my little fairy wand because it's the variable speed, so it's not that loud.
Yeah.
It's very nice. That's it. And you're playing with it. You're playing with the masturbatory wand. I did clean it, by the way, twice with a PDI wipe and with a Clorox wipe.
It's just nice.
It is. It's nice. I was like, so what, today we're talking about masturbation.
Yeah, huh?
She's, you know what the funny thing is? You're totally okay with holding that wand, which is very cock-shaped, hugely cock-shaped, hammer-sized cock-shaped.
It's pink.
We've
discussed this in the past.
Okay,
where if I could bejewel a penis, then I'll get close
to it. I totally want to bejewel a penis. Dreams. Dream. Okay. We're talking about masturbation.
Yes.
That's our topic for today. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we in Kink from the Underground are going to discuss it is because the truth of the matter is, I mean, everybody masturbates, or at least they should. I mean, for your own sanity, please masturbate. Now, if you want, that's fine. I don't have a problem. But, or not now. You could listen either way. I'm going to continue talking about something else.
Clearly, it's making you uncomfortable that someone would masturbate while they're listening to us.
Okay, sidebar.
Talk about this.
When I was but a wee child, and when I say wee child, I was 19, I worked in a porno store on the night shift, and I used to get some really interesting phone calls that were asking me for, you know, just very descriptive details of realistic vaginas or of various kinds of toys or porn or whatever, and you could totally tell. They were just, this was their free phone sex. That's what it was. And I have a fantastic phone sex voice.
Yeah,
I mean,
do.
I can, but this is not my phone sex voice.
No,
my phone sex
not.
Voice gets way better. I mean, it's like, wow. But I, it was weird. So there was a lot of masturbation going on in that porn shop, which had the little arcades that you put the tokens in and stuff. It was fantastic. That was,
wow.
So. I know a lot about the male masturbation habits. I do. I've seen a lot of it.
Well, you've seen a lot of it, but you also control a lot of it, too.
Oh, that's true.
You control a lot of how often, how, where, everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. I like that component. I like the orgasm control, the masturbation control. And the truth of the matter is it makes it better, but that's not our topic.
No.
If you're doing something for or with somebody else, it makes it better.
Sure.
Instead of just selfishly for yourself.
Right.
It's just the way it goes. So masturbation for you
is very, very weird.
It is. And I like talking about it with you, because let's take me out of the mix. Let's say you're not asking for permission every time you want to masturbate or come or whatever. If I'm not in the mix, let's talk about your masturbatory habits.
I don't.
Ever?
Hardly ever.
I die.
Well, you know, but there's a couple of different components that go into that. You know, there's the fact that I'm on antidepressants, and that totally just like fucking stifles any desire.
Right.
Which really fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things where, you know, I'm sitting there and I think, well, I guess I should, you know.
It's kind of like the cock. Well, everybody else has cock. I guess I'll try some of that.
Precisely.
Wow.
So, no,
you have such a blasé attitude towards masturbation.
It's a very transactional kind of thing. You know, it's
like getting a coffee at Starbucks.
And it starts off like that. It starts off as just being like, well, do I have time? I mean, how loud can I be?
Well, but additionally, you have like a system. Like, you make that decision. Long before you ever are like, all right, let's bust out the Hitachi or the rabbit or the vibrator or the hand, whatever it is. But, you know, once you have a vibrator, it's really hard to go back to your hand. It
really
just makes
hard.
It so, you're like, I'm lazy. It hurts. How do guys do that all the time?
Carpal tunnel. Uh-huh.
Right? For sure. So you have a process, like you have this mental decision that you make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to masturbate. And in order to do so, I'm going to read some erotica. I'm going to tumble and look at some, you know, humiliation porn. And then I believe that I will be sufficiently aroused in order to actually stimulate my clitoris to orgasm.
It's hardly...
I mean, it just does that sound like
well,
the
shit,
most...
when you describe it like that.
But it's the truth. That's it. That's what you do. It's like a fucking checklist. Who checklists their masturbation?
Because I want to make sure I have a good time.
A checklist equals a good time.
Absolutely. But wait.
Ow.
Hold on just a second. Read the fuck wind, okay?
Read the fuck wind.
Yeah.
All right.
Very rarely is it just, okay, I'm going to take out the toy and I'm just going to do it. Just get it over with. I need to like almost like work myself up to it, or else it just feels like I'm just laying there and nothing happens. So I have to go and read erotica. I have to look at Tumblr and these things, because or else it just, the desire isn't there. Once I start reading things and once I start looking at images, then that's when the urge starts to be there.
Okay, so for I mean, this is the prime example of how you need to be engaged mentally.
Oh, absolutely.
Before anything can happen, before the physical ever even broaches the subject. And that's a very interesting point. I mean, I'm certain that there are lots of people out there that are like that, mm-hmm. where if they're not seduced in some way or form, it's just not going to happen. And that's, you know, it's something to, you know, take in, you know, your system.
And most of the time, honestly, most of the time when I go through that checklist thing that you described, I have myself an awesome time. I have myself a fantastic fucking time. Especially, okay, so you said to take you out of the equation. Mm-hmm. Because in any other time, of course, I'd be, see, and then here's the problem is that because you are in the equation.
I am.
So it has to be a checklist kind of thing, okay. where I have to ask for permission and I have to think about it beforehand. I can't, like, it's never just I feel like it. No.
Well, and that's interesting because there's been many a time when I would be like, okay, go and I want you to masturbate tonight, you know, but I haven't said it because it's like, for me, it's like if I was told, well, if I'm told to do something, it's not going to happen because I'm the D type. Yeah. But it's one of those, you know, it's a concern for me with you. Because it's so in your head that if I say go and do it, like you kind of freak out. Let's say, for example, and for example, I mean, let's talk about some history here.
Oh shit!
Where you've asked? Oh, there was one time. Mm-hmm. There was one time you asked if you could masturbate, and you ended up doing it twice.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa! You didn't ask for twice. You didn't ask. You didn't clarify. You just, apparently you just kept going.
It just happened.
Just kept going. Or let's see, you wake up and your hands in your panties. Wait, my hands in my panties and my pussy's wet. How did that happen? Oops. Just
I can't
saying.
I control myself in my sleep.
I'm
okay.
Humping pillows. I know how that goes. I got it. Anyway, so.
I don't know if you remember this, but yesterday morning, was it yesterday morning? I don't know when it was. The last time that I was sitting at your feet and I opened my legs because I was just sitting. I opened my legs so that your foot was right in my crotch.
Right.
And all I kept thinking about was, God damn, I want to hump her leg.
Like that one night?
Oh, yeah.
When you hump my leg like a fucking dog?
Yeah.
Remember that night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a night.
That should happen. Yeah. That should happen all the time.
It's you humping my leg? Well, you are aware I get nothing out of that.
Well, I know, and it's a selfish want. It's totally me just wanting to get off on that. But mm-hmm. there's a myriad of components with mm-hmm. that, because there's the humiliation, and then mm-hmm. eventually it starts to feel really good down here.
No, you mean stimulating the clit even before you're mentally engaged might actually feel good?
Don't make fun of me and my processes,
figure.
Okay?
No, I can make fun of you and your processes all I want.
I know.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, for example, like when I, you know, enjoy my daily masturbatory pleasure, sometimes more than once a day, to be honest, I never know, because there has to be a fantasy. I get it. I mean, the brain absolutely has to be engaged. Oh, yeah. You have to have a fantasy. It's just never as good. Even if you do have an orgasm without like a really good fantasy, it's like, oh, that was okay. I mean, it was like, mm-hmm. And then there's the ones where you're like, oh my God, that was
now,
awesome.
Can you tell us of a time? Like the fantasy, what was it that made like that orgasm so good? Just go, just do it.
Several. I have several actually that have done it. To be surprisingly honest, this week I masturbated and shocked the fucking hell out of me to a submissive fantasy.
Shut your fucking face.
It shocked me.
Really?
It shocked me. And I was like, I was literally fighting the orgasm. I said no. I audibly said no. I said it out loud.
Really?
Yes. It was really weird. But it was something about, and just the shit is really stressful and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So for whatever reason. And it was just one of those things. It was just really interesting. And I was like, whoa. But it was, wow. Was it an insanely good orgasm? Like afterwards, I was like, like for at least a good 15, 20 minutes, little Parkinson's shaking going on and stuff. It was awesome. off the hook awesome. And then I decided I wanted to put that back in a little box, in Pandora's box, and say, that's going to stay there because I don't want to go there because I'm like, what? Let's not go there.
Wait.
Weird.
Why?
Because it's weird. Here's the deal. There is one entirely different thing between fantasy and reality.
Uh-huh.
If in reality, somebody could do exactly everything step by step by step that I did in that fantasy, fuck yeah. But in reality, if you are actually submitting to somebody, it has everything to do with their choices and what they want to do. And that shit just does not work for me.
Right.
You know, I was talking to, I talked to several male dominants and I shared this with a male dominant. And he was like, oh yeah, I'd love to top you. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And he's like, yeah, so we do. What did he say? Make you count to 10. I'd use the Hitachi on your clit, count to 10. And then I'd flog your clit, count to 10. And then I'd stick my cock in you, count to 10. And I'm like, yeah, I'm done at this point. Yeah. And I'm not done in a good way. I'm like, can you, no, this shit, I ain't here. I've checked out. Because that doesn't work for me. Uh-uh. That's not sexy. That's not hot. I don't like that. And so for me, it's because that's somebody else's, the way that they're thinking and they're planning. But for me, I mean, it's my orgasm at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I want. So if you can do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, I'm going to get there. No problem. But if you can't do all of that, then you just need to lay the fuck back and let me do my thing.
Right.
That's just kind of how. So it's the difference between reality and fantasy.
Sure. Sure.
So
this happened the same day that that I almost had. Like right before, right fucking before you had apparently this earth shattering
yes.
orgasm.
Yes.
I went through my checklist.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And it was going to be amazing. It was going to be one of those things where I was going to look back and think, wow, my toes curled, I arched my back uh-huh. and there was just like
there were
ecstasy,
audible sounds and
which never happened.
God.
And
I love that so much. Ooh. God, you know what? There's nothing like that kind of orgasm.
Right.
It you feel it in every pore.
And those are really far and few in between for me.
I know.
And then someone knocked on the fucking door.
Yeah, that blows. Wasn't me. That's all I'm going to say. Wasn't me. And so you got a ruined orgasm.
I got a ruined orgasm.
And so what I believe is that the orgasm fairy said, oh, well, there's all this orgasm built up. Let's go give it to mistress. And so I got what would have been your orgasm. So I win.
I suppose. I'm going to look at it that. You know what? Yes, I will. I will look at it that way. Because any other way is just fucked up.
Yes. If you're just tuning in, this is King from the Underground, which is a part of the MoFo's podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Yay.
And we're talking about masturbation.
Yes. Yes, we are.
But kinky masturbation.
Yes. Which is different from vanilla masturbation? No.
Well, probably not. But let's think about the fantasies. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to you about your fantasies during masturbation. Because they're not vanilla.
No, at all.
Why don't you tell the people what things you think of when you masturbate?
There's always the regulars. There's always, you know, There's always the regulars.
There's always the regulars.
Well, I mean, because there's always like the go-tos.
There's your
like,
masturbatory fuck buddies.
Fuck yeah. Like slave auctions. Yeah.
Slave auctions.
Hell yeah. Yes. When I'm searching for erotica, see, this is why it's a checklist, because nothing sucks more if you're looking for erotica and you keep looking and you keep looking and you're like reading it and then you're like, this isn't going to do it. Next,
mm-hmm.
You know?
I do the same thing with porn.
Right. So
a lot of fast forwarding. No, that's not going to work for me. Next. Yeah.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. For me, it's slave auction. It's extreme humiliation and degradation. Oh, so I read this. Oh my God. This was Tumblr, and it was this story of, I mean, it was totally ridiculous, absolutely, totally ridiculous. And this girl had been kidnapped and she was blindfolded and all she felt around her was like plastic. And the blindfold came off and she was in a bag full of trash.
Oh my God. How is that a fantasy for you? That sounds like a nightmare for you.
You know what? But I know, but see, and that's the thing. It was so strange to me because I was reading it and it was this guy had kidnapped this woman because she was to take her down a few notches because she was superficial and was wasteful.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
And so we're horrible. We're horrible people. And there was a lot of like wet, messy stuff going on. And
like nether region wet, messy stuff, or like trash, wet, messy stuff?
Trash.
Ugh.
I know. See, I mean.
But that gets you hot.
Right? Which is so weird. It was the strangest thing. This was like your whole.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's funny, like trying to think back and be like, try to really process it. You know, and does it mean anything or does it not mean anything? That's the big question. Does it mean anything? I mean, do I have to like look at myself in a new light? Do you need to look at yourself in a new light? I don't have the answer to that. But it's, you know, that's the wonderful thing about fantasies. And that's the wonderful thing about, you know, masturbation. It doesn't have to fucking be reality. You can have a motherfucking unicorn come down and impale you with their fucking horn and you have the orgasm of your dream. And that's awesome because that's a fantasy.
And then you come like fairy dust.
And then you come like fairy dust, which is awesome. You can have DP with a fucking, you know, like a Griffith behind you and a unicorn in front of you and fucking fairies licking on your tits. You can have that. That can happen in your fantasy, you know, because it's not reality, which is great. I don't think that means that you're sick and twisted. You can have a fantasy about Frodo Baggins. That's cool. I don't have a problem with that. Totally rock that shit.
To those of you trying to masturbate while listening to the show, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm really good at fucking up masturbation. No, really, I am, actually.
Oh, my God.
I'm drooling, but not for any reason. Wow. I just licked the mic. I'm sorry, Jeremy, which kind of actually scares me because I know the people that work at Skid Row Studios. So I'm checking myself for any and all diseases. Sorry. These are fantastic people.
I feel like sometimes, you know, these fantasies are almost like a hairpin trigger, you know? Where you get to that point and it's like, oh, right now. It's going to happen right now. That's when we need to dial it up.
No. I get that. I do that all the time. And yes. And you're right. There's that moment you're like, oh. And then, but you know, you need that. You need that extra.
Most definitely.
And, you know, in reality, if you're having that experience with a person, they're usually giving you all they've got. They don't have any more to give you. But these little plugged-in devices, they do.
Right. I prefer plug-in to battery run.
It depends on what they're doing.
Well, I suppose.
I don't like plugged-in if it's being inserted.
Really?
There's a fucking wire. I don't want to deal with that shit. You know?
That makes sense.
But I love a glass dildo and the Hitachi combination. So you've got the insertion with this really hard glass dildo, which sometimes is kind of painful, but it's really hard and it's unforgiving. And then you've got the clitoral stimulation from, you know, the Hitachi or the wand or whatever kind of vibrator that you have. And it's like this fantastic combination. Mm-hmm. It's very enjoyable.
See, and I never do combination.
You know what I just realized? Nobody knows who we are. I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
Right. You can find us on Twitter with, I don't know, the handle's Insidious Muse.
And Service Slut.
Makes it a lot easier. Came to that strange realization. But so, masturbation.
Yeah.
You know what we haven't talked about?
What?
Men.
Dude. Okay. Yes. Because I see those like fleshlight things.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a little...
Male masturbators?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, does it feel good? Is it weird?
Totally. It does feel good from what I understand. So here's the deal. So I have a really good friend of ours. I have a really good friend of ours that we pegged together.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He, you know, he's a sprinkle, which means he's really vanilla, but he enjoys some kind of somewhat kinky things. And what he enjoys is anal play. So, you know, like it started out with a finger in his asshole while he's being sucked, and then it expanded to this concept of having a strap on in his ass, which happened, which was fantastic.
It was amazing.
Anyway, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I love him to death. Anyway, so he and I, you know, were talking, and I, you know, he's looking for sex. He's trying to find the sex, and he's not. So I said, you know, so you're masturbating? Are you enjoying that? And he said, no, it's kind of boring. It's kind of lost its luster. And I thought, lost its luster? how can masturbation lose its luster? You know, and I'm thinking, I've got the Hitachi, I've got the fairy wand, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different kinds of rabbit vibrators. I've got 2 glass dildos. I've got, you know, a butt plugs aplenty. I've got, you know, I've got all of these toys, which should I so wish? Here is the cornucopia of self pleasure before me.
I'm kind of jealous because all I got is the Hitachi. That's
really mine.
Yeah, it's really yours. I have nothing.
You wonder what's funny is that most of my vibrators are gifts. That is pretty funny. I think it's hilarious. People want me to have orgasms.
People should want me to have orgasms. Again, that's at service slut on Twitter.
Wow, she's asking for orgasms. That's not scary or anything. Anyway.
I'm asking for toys to aid.
You would like a fairy wand is what you would like.
Yes.
So anyway, but all he had really was his hand. I mean, that's all he had used. And I was like, that blows. And I was like, what about male masturbation sleeves? So then I went on to the Amazon, which, fuck, you can find anything, pretty much anything on Amazon, which is why I love it. And which is why everybody should have a wish list. Everybody should have a wish list. Anyway, not that I'm going to buy anybody from the wish list. Point being, so I went and I bought a few of these, like there was Tenga eggs and there are these silky eggs and stuff. There are these silicone masturbation sleeves, essentially, that have different kinds of ribbing
and texture
on the inside. And I sent it to him because he doesn't live locally. And I also sent him this masturbation cream called Stroke 29. I was like, here you go, honey. Tell me how it is. Tell me if you love masturbation again. And he said, wow, it really made a difference. Like, he was like, wow, he really enjoyed it. And there were 2 very different things. He didn't use the masturbation cream with the egg, you know, so he got to experience them differently. So he was like, this is great. I mean, it all ended up fading, you know, and he had to figure out another way. Get another masturbation toy. That's why I have so many. I can choose which one do I want.
You're like the fairy godmother of masturbation.
I like to bring and sprinkle orgasms amongst people. That is my fairy pixie dust. It is. So, you know, it's to say that people, there are those. And just so you know, he's not the only man I know that has said that masturbation lost its luster. Not that quote. So it's not that it's uncommon. It's you need to figure out how you're going to spice it up. How are you going to make it good? Mm-hmm. So, and nobody hates that. Everybody likes that, to spice it up and make it good, right?
Yes. And now you make me, I want to build up an arsenal of toys.
Then you got to buy them.
I gotta
go on Amazon and start buying shit. But check with me first because I probably already have them and I could tell you what's good and what's not. I have some stories, but we're not getting into that. We are going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
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 I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. 50 Shades of Grey?
That's for pussies. Come to the dark side with us, Kink from the Underground.
We'll broadcast live at skidrowstudios.com this Friday night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on Spice Radio Sirius XM 103 as a part of the MoFos podcast series.
We'll rape your senses and plunge into your mind, drawing out your deepest, kinky sexual desires.
You know you wanna.
Oh, you wanna.
That's the first time I've actually heard that whole promo. That's fucking awesome.
You know how sometimes I say things at very inappropriate times and you're like, what's wrong with you?
Yes, all the time.
I just want you to know that I was going to tell you right now that I want to have sex with you. But then I thought, no, don't say it right now because it's at a very inappropriate
time. I was going to have sex with you last night.
Shut your fucking face.
Yeah, but you came in so late.
Shut up.
I came in so late and I was like, I'm tired now.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to have sex because I'm tired.
Are you fucking?
I was going to have sex with you last night.
What the fuck, man?
Hey, but you know what? You had a good date.
Yeah, but still.
I'm just saying it's a
sex trumps. Fucking
date. I was totally going to have sex with you last night. What the fuck? It's all right there.
See, and now, from now on, I will always get to your house at a decent time, no matter what the fuck is going on. Sorry. I'm
Owen, I could be having sex tonight.
Yes.
Could you please?
Yes. I have no idea if it will actually happen, but I'm just going to go. Just to be on the safe side.
It was totally going to happen last night.
Jesus fucking Christ, woman.
I'm sorry. That happens. I didn't even get to masturbate last night. So I'm going on, 36 hours, no orgasm.
Whoa.
Just saying.
Wow.
Big fucking deal.
Well,
No, that's you.
Oh.
That's all you. We can talk really briefly a little bit more about the men, and then we're going to get on, and I'm going to see if we can get you to masturbate here live in studio.
No checklist.
But yeah, but I've got a lot here that I think will suffice with some of your checklisty things. Those are leather cuffs with the things. Carabiners.
You do these things that just make me go all down there.
I need to see if this hood will fit over your headphones.
I think it will. I don't know.
It might be uncomfortable.
Because
I'd like you to be able to hear what I'm going to say.
Then I'll just close my eyes.
I like the hood. I really do.
I know you do.
I know. See, just so you know, people, this is how shit goes. You got to get real. You got to like ABC shit. You got to, apparently you do need a checklist. When you do live. Fuck. You do need a fucking checklist. All right. Whatever. Fucking assholes.
That's just me though. I have a lot of respect for people who can just kind of go and just do the thing. I'd like to be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Like I would really like to be able to do that. But that's just not what I am. Like that's just not me. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. But but that's you in general for everything.
Yeah, that's true. So there is this, their leather feels so good.
I think these are the ankle ones, so they're going to be a little bit big, but.
But it feels so good. Leather feels good.
I'm putting leather cuffs on her as we speak.
That's why leather feels good.
Yeah, these are the ankle ones, so they're going to be loose. But it's okay, because I'm not actually doing bondage. So here's the deal. What I'm doing is I'm putting these leather cuffs on her with these little metal carabiners, and they're actually designed for a much heavier kind of bondage. I'm not going to actually bind her. It is about the fantasy. For Nancy, for Service Slut, she has a lot of fantasies about, as she said earlier, about slavery, about some kind of, being forced to do things against her will. The problem with that is that that's a fantasy, and then if she's forced to do something against her will, like let's say now, masturbating, where she has issues with masturbating, the reality is, as I discussed the difference between fantasy and reality, the reality is it might not actually work because her mind might not be able to let go, might just not be able to do it. So I'm trying to set things up so that it can feed into all of her desired fantasies in order to make it so it's optimal conditions in truly an unoptimal location. Because as much as I love Skid Row Studios and as much as we've done awesome things in the studio like fisting and live beating and all sorts of things like that. Yes, I said fisting. It's really not a sexy place. It's not a sexy place. So I couldn't imagine masturbating in here. The fluorescent lights, they don't do anything for me. So I'm trying to set it up so that she can have some kind of enjoyment for it. So bear with us in our talking as we do this. So currently she has these leather cuffs on. And I'm going to try and put this hood on her head and see if it works with the headphones on. So you guys are just going to have to deal with us in kind of making shit up as we go along. By the way, the head makes her look like a dog.
It's not going to work with the headphones.
Shut up!
It's not going to work with the headphones. It's not going to work with the headphones.
It's going to work with the motherfucking headphones.
It's not. Ow.
That works. It covers your eyes, right? You have a dog head. I'm totally taking a picture of this. Nobody can see what we're doing. Fuck you people. This is awesome. I'm going to do it with the Skid Row Studios logo on the back.
This is, wow. All of this is happening right now. There are times, like now, where there should be a camera in here, but not really.
Right? We don't want a camera for some of the shit that we do. I have to make your doggy look good. Let's make your doggy head look good. Who's a pretty doggy? Who's a pretty doggy?
I'm pretty sure I'm blushing. Oh, this is
such a pretty
dog. I did not imagine that this would be going like this.
This won't impact your ability to masturbate, will it?
I don't think so. No. Oh. Wee 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 wee. Oh.
So now, hold on. To be honest, I'm a little concerned about the headphones. Hello, welcome to Technical Difficulties. It's not actually technical difficulties, it's just reality. So here's the deal. If you like to do shit, and it takes shit like this, fucking plan.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that hurt? Did that hurt? Did that bother you? You know, like that? Yeah?
Oh.
Okay. So, I want you to start masturbating.
All right, I'm back. Sorry. So she is currently, she's currently hooded with a little doggy hood. It's not really hooded because it's over her headphones. I'll tweet a picture of it. You're going to have to go back to my Twitter stream to figure out what the hell it is. and then she has handcuffs, and then the leather cuffs are then linked together. And then she has the wand that she is going to start stimulating her fantastic clit with it. Well, I'm going to move the mic closer to her so you can hear her. Hold on one second.
So, speak a little. Say something.
Oh, and then I also got a firm slap in the face.
Oh, yeah. And you totally can't hear that, but she's totally using it all.
So, in order for me to continue with these optimal settings, she needs some aural stimulation. So things like, you're such a filthy fucking whore. You're a dirty little bitch, and I don't want to look at you. That's why you've got the hood on. Who are you? You're just a dog, aren't you? Yeah? You want to be thrown into a cage and just live under my bed? Yeah. I know you do. And then what are you going to do? I get to pull you out? You'll get to lick my pussy when I say. Mm-hmm. If you don't lick it good, then I'll smack your face and I'll put you back in the cage. Yeah. With just my voice in your head, nothing. That's all you'll hear for the rest of your life. Because who am I? I own you. You are my property. Nobody else's. You only get to do this and touch yourself when I say so. Mm-hmm. Although I could whore you out like a filthy little bitch. Mm-hmm. Tell you you gotta go take care of all the other little dirty girls. Yeah? I should have made you fuck that bitch last night. Yeah? I said, come on, just go and be a whore. Prove it to everybody. That's all you do. All you do. You're just my own private tongue. You want to use that tongue? You know you do. Uh-huh. Look at you, all shaking and excited. Uh-huh. Yeah. Almost. Do it. Come for me, baby. That's right. Uh-huh. Do it. That's right. Grit those fucking teeth. Shake it like a bitch. Come on, fucking whore. Dirty girl. Come on. God, I want to smack that face. Mm-hmm. Bite your lip. Mm-hmm. Kiss you like I did the other night. I know you want more. What did I say? I said this is going to prove that you're just a dirty fucking little whore. Yeah? Oh, come on. You want more? Yeah, you want it harder, don't you? Just fucking slut. You want that pussy to be just mangled up. Yeah. Oh, all you're missing is that big fucking glass dildo. Oh, yeah. Just wreck that shit up. Mm-hmm. Poor little thing. More, more, more. Osha. I think she's done. And scene. She can't talk now. It's pretty funny. Making me laugh. So, yeah. That was a masturbation. And that was, now Service Sled is over there in this, like, glow. I don't know. I can only see half of her face because she has the dog shit on her head. But so the point being is that masturbation is different for everybody. There are things that I was saying to her that would completely and totally turn somebody else off. I don't know, like me. But it's definitely something that works for her. There's a lot of people that have confinement fantasies. And one of the greatest things that I enjoy about masturbation in general is that you can absolutely have an unrealistic fantasy. You can have something that you never would have possibly imagined. You can go into your deepest and darkest and most taboo thoughts because it's just a fantasy. It doesn't mean, you know, it's not going to go someplace else. I mean, it can spark that. But in order for you to, like, expand your own kind of masturbatory pleasure, you know, delve into those moments of darkness. It makes it, she's hugging the wand. She's hugging the vibrating wand. For lack of a better term, I'm going to call it a Hitachi. So she's hugging it because she loves it so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was some fine Friday masturbation. So the point is that everybody should take that moment and not focus on what they've done. They can, you know, a lot of times it requires some sort of external stimulation via, maybe you've seen a porn and you love the visual of the porn, or you love the auditory of the porn, or you love erotica and you like kind of the story and how it unfolds in your head. Everybody has a different way to stimulate themselves and to expand it. But, you know, you can't unsee what you've seen. You can't unread what you've read and let that kind of take you down a path where you can experience something new and something different. Why not within the confines of the safety of just you, yourself, your hand, and a toy? That's when you should be able to do it. That's when you should really be able to kind of explore that. And I think that most people that are kink aware, whether, you know, that whether they're out or they're closeted, I think that that's where it all begins, is the surprising masturbation fantasies that come up and you're like, wow, that I really enjoyed that. And you know it's taboo and you know it's generally not well received. I mean, even in this 50 Shades of Grey world, it's still not necessarily well received. And the idea is that enjoy that. Enjoy that for what it is. And then if you're ready to take the next step to actually go and join other freaks like that, like us, because we're freaks, then do that. You know, but don't squelch that part of you, those desires within you, because it's very real. And if that's something that gets you that kind of hot and bothered and you enjoy it so much, it's something to explore. You know, and you can also take the next step. And if you have a partner and you don't think they're going to get freaked out, talk about it, because you might be surprised. You know, you might be surprised. There are people out there that there are taboo subjects like age play, like mommy-daddy play or daddy-daughter play. And they're like, ooh, that's gross. But it's insanely erotic. And it is incredibly taboo, but it is with adults. It is not in any way, shape, or form a fantasy about actually any sort of daddy-daughter thing. It's the fantasy of being of control. Somebody is in control and somebody is under their control. And that's kind of the ultimate dynamic of that fantasy. So, you know, you'd be surprised at how often you might want to do that with somebody or fantasize about it.
Can I see now?
Yeah, take the hood off, but let me do it.
And I can't see the mic, so that's what can I see now? It's so bright in here.
It's so bright.
It's so bright in here. No, we can keep these on. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
down there.
It's wet at Skid Row Studios.
It's wet down there.
We bring the most interesting things to Skid Row Studios.
Ooh, it's wet down there. It's tingly and it's just perfect.
Happy girl?
Oh, so happy.
You look so happy.
I'm so happy.
You look like you just woke up.
I like that sense of like, I like that there's that sense of like almost being like on display. Although really it's just us three.
Well, for now, I have pictures.
Oh.
I have pictures.
I like when you do that. When you taunt me with stuff like that.
I know you do. That's nice. It's awesome. Yeah. And yeah, that's a great part of your fantasy is that, yeah, you have that, you know, slave auction thing. That's very much on display. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that component. So.
I'm happy.
She's happy. She's not going to be able to talk so much. Not right this moment.
No, because it's wet down there.
It's wet. Yay, victory.
I'd probably continue if I could.
Well, you can't.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. God damn. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was really
Yeah. So... But you, when you talk about toys, you've only used the Hitachi. Right. Nothing else ever.
No. Well, no. I lie. I had one of those rabbit ones, and then it started cracking, and I was, because I'm all like germophobic and shit. So I was like, fuck this shit. I can't use this anymore because it's, no. Like, no matter how much I clean it, like, germs can get in there, and I am not okay with that. I'm not even okay with my own fucking germs, you know? Don't laugh at me. So then I don't want to use it anymore. And I actually went online and I was looking for ways to recycle it.
Yeah, we're King from the Underground, which is a part of the Mofos podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
We're perverts, but we're green about it. We're green.
We're green perverts, apparently, because she wanted to recycle it. Did you... Recycle it?
No, I know. No one ever gave me like a good resource for recycling sex toys.
I imagine that that's one of biohazard. I would probably say most people would want to put a discarded sex toy into the biohazard chamber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you just don't know what's in your vajayjay.
Right. Hence the reason why I stopped using this toy, because there's a crack in it. I mean, I get it. It's my toy, but still.
So you liked the rabbit?
It was okay.
Yeah. Do you like the Hitachi better?
I do.
But even though it's like super,
Well, I really like this one because it has the dial and
the adjustable speed.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yes.
But lately I've been like kind of, I've been wanting to insert myself or insert something into myself, not necessarily in my vagina.
You want something up your ass.
I'm like more curious about it now than I was before.
Let's do this.
Well, you've been saying that for a while.
I've been wanting to put things in your butt.
Yeah, and I've been waiting.
It's that innocent thing. It's like, well, I don't know. She's so...
It even gets you.
Yes, it does. It's, and that doesn't work to your favor at all.
Well, apparently not.
No. Now you have a naked, you know, fairly virginal ass.
It's not fairly. It's very virginal.
I stuck fingers. I have.
Yeah.
You said you liked it.
I did.
I have actually a cigar tube that I think would be perfect for your ass.
Perfect.
All right.
I just, you know, because so when I'm using the Hitachi, I like right in the middle of it, I always like think about like, well, I wonder how this would feel if I had something in me.
If you had a butt plug.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I keep hearing it's like fucking awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
And then I think that, you know, probably not even next step, but I think a lot about like DP.
Yes. So if you had a butt plug and like a dildo and the Hitachi.
That would blow my fucking mind.
I am. I have a DP vibrator on my wish list.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, I think that's the next level. I think that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be a really small cock for the ass in general, except for in the porn where they're all big and you're like, wow, that is a gaping asshole.
That's not okay.
I don't know. Who am I to judge? Have fun, babies. As long as everybody's safe. It's all that matters.
Tell us more about your masturbatory habits.
What do you want to know?
Well, because here's the thing is that you have this like sex drive that's like wow.
I like the sex. I like the orgasms.
But like more so than I hear about other people, you know, like.
Really?
Or I don't know if maybe you just talk about it a lot more, but like you just.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
Sometimes you seem insatiable.
I am. I'm a horny bitch. I really am. And yeah, I like. Yes, there's a lot of times when I can't masturbate that I would like to, mm-hmm. where it's like, this would be nice now. And it's like, fuck, I got this to do or that to do, or that's not going to happen. I have masturbated at work. I have done these things. Why not? I masturbated while out in the restroom.
Shut up.
I have. Some, you know, if it's not illegal or quasi-legal, why not do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's no reason not to enjoy yourself at all times.
Yeah.
And then it's such a pleasant day at work or evening out. You know, you're all post glow. You're like, I'm good. It's like people are like, what, are you stoned? Nope. I am not stoned. I am fucking good. No need for that shit. I'm naturally like this. You know? So that's what I have to say about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could, you know, not have to have this checklist thing so that when I'm out, I can take care of business and, you know, but like, I don't see that happening for me unless I carried like a toy in my purse.
I actually have a little vibrator that fits in my purse. It's lipstick sized. It's fantastic. You know, totally.
Oh yeah, those like little like.
It's not as effective.
Yeah.
It's obviously very small and it certainly does not have the power of any sort of plugged in thing. Right. Nothing that is AC has the same power as a DC. Mm-hmm. Those are alternate current and direct current. I actually knew that. I feel so proud.
You're just a smart lady.
No, I'm not. So question then, what if you were not on antidepressants, do you believe that you would be masturbating more?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and I think that for me, I mean, because it's the antidepressants and sometimes it can be stress where I'm not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't always on antidepressants. And before that, like, I sincerely just didn't fucking feel like it. Mm. Most of the time, it's just like, whatever.
Hmm. Weird. I mean, you know, everybody has their own thing, but weird.
Yeah, no. It for me, it was very weird.
So, yeah. So, somebody needs to help serve a slut out.
Somebody, yeah. I feel so broken.
I don't know. I mean, that'd be an interesting question for me and amongst our friends, although our friends are all insatiable as well. So, it's kind of weird.
It's hard for me to relate to anybody.
There's got to be somebody you can relate to. I'll ask around.
Yeah. But,
ask around.
I definitely need to have this.
You know what? I'll swap you my Hitachi for that. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I love the variable speed of the fairy wand I do, but I don't have a problem if you want to swap, bring me back my Hitachi. And you can borrow that.
Yeah.
Do you want the attachment too?
What does the attachment look like?
So it goes on the head of the wand, and then it's got this center thing that inserts and it's all bumpy. And then it's got these two things that go out that go over the mound of the vagina.
Ooh.
So that the vibrating will vibrate inside with the insertion and it's all bumpy. And then it's also bumpy where it vibrates on your clitoris, but then also a little bit down in the perineum.
Yeah.
So yeah.
This should happen. Yeah.
All right.
Let's swap and then I'll get my own.
Okay. That's totally cool. I don't have a problem with that.
Yay.
But I want my Hitachi. So bring the Hitachi. And then you can have this back. Okie dokie pokey.
I'm so excited.
Groovy. I think this has been a really interesting show.
Oh, I think so. Well, I certainly think so.
You enjoy the show. In the list of all shows, you'll be like, remember the one where I had an orgasm? I like that one.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
It was your favorite?
It's my favorite. Wet down there.
Oh my God, I forgot. Like eons ago, I wrote a blog post because we had done a different masturbation episode,
mm-hmm.
Which actually had pictures of lots of the different kinds of masturbatory tools, of vibrators and male masturbatories. And you can find that on my website, which is at insidiousmuse.com. Just look for the topic masturbation and it'll come up.
Yeah. And also just read some of the, I'm sorry, some of the things that you write about are worthy to masturbate to.
I was actually going to write out the fantasy that I had when I masturbated feeling the submission. I was going to write that one out.
Why don't you?
I will. I just, it was difficult for me to wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
With the shit that's going on. But
I wonder if other D-types also have those kinds of fantasies they just don't tell anybody.
I'm sure that it makes me non a real D-tape. I'm sure it makes me a switch or whatever, the way the people wants to look at you. I don't know. It was a masturbation fantasy. It was fucking hot. I mean, I would do that to a girl. It was hot.
Do it to me. Do it to me.
I could do it. I'd have to have a strap on, but I could totally do it to
you. Fuck yeah,
wait,
do it to me.
Isn't that funny how I have a strap on?
Yeah. Do it to me. Do it to me.
All right.
Yay, fantasy becomes reality.
And that's totally, because it was a very realistic fantasy. You know, their arms were tied and you couldn't really move. Mm-hmm. And there was the Hitachi and then there was the cock and then it was interesting. It was interesting and fantastic.
Yes.
Because truthfully, for me, the best orgasms come with, you know, penetration and clitoral stimulation. That's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just nothing like having an orgasm with something inside of you.
Yeah.
It just feels so much better.
Yeah, I want to revisit that. I really do.
I masturbated with the Lilo beads in.
Oh.
And that was pretty fucking hot. That felt really good. Yeah. Cuz they vibrate in you and your Kegel muscles, your vaginal walls are like pulsing at it and they're still kind of vibrating inside. So it felt really good. I need to do that again. If I weren't so busy this weekend, I'd do it right away.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there'll be some time.
I have a house guest. What am I going to do? Excuse me. You need to leave the room while I go masturbate.
Come on out.
Why don't you just kneel right there while I masturbate?
Yes. Hot. Or wait right outside the door. So you can hear me do what
and
I need
not
to.
Watch.
And not
watch. Just guard the door.
Avert your fucking eyes.
Avert your eyes. Don't look. Go wait in the closet, fucker. We're awful.
No, except we have a lot of fun.
Well, I think it's a great show. We are King from the Underground. We're broadcasting live from skidrowstudios.com.
And we are part of the MoFos podcast series on Spice Radio Series XM 103.
Yep.
And we're on 7 p.m.
Pacific.
Yeah, right?
10
yeah.
Eastern. Yeah,
all of that.
The whole 3 hours things.
Oh, that's right.
I am Insidious Muse. You can hit me up on Twitter at insidiousmuse.com. Please tell me you can spell it.
And I'm Service Slut, and I am on the Twitter. And I'm on FetLife, which is where we all of us kinksters sometimes are.
True.
And you can be there, and we go by the same names on there as well.
True. So. You know, questions are fine, but if you're a perv, I mean, like a totally uncool perv, we're not going to like you. But if you're a cool perv, we like you.
Yep.
The way that one goes. And we're coming back next month, I believe.
I hope so.
So I'm excited. I thought this was a good one.
Yeah.
Even though it's early.